With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Five Jamaicans recruited to work at a Montana ski resort for the ultra-rich say they and more than 100 other Jamaicans were discriminated against and paid less than other employees doing the same work. They filed a lawsuit last year and are scheduled for settlement talks with the Yellowstone Club and a hospitality staffing agency later this week. The lawsuit alleges the Jamaicans did not receive tips or service charges included on restaurant and bar bills like other employees did during the winter of 2017 to 2018 at the resort near Yellowstone National Park. The parties declined to comment before Wednesday's mediation. The complaint argues the lost tips and service charges could amount to around $500 nightly for workers at nicest at the exclusive ski and golf resort near Big Sky. The acting head of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management says it will take $5 billion in 15 years to get an overpopulation of wild horses under control on federal lands across the West. William Perry Pendley told reporters Wednesday several developments have made him more optimistic about his agency's ability to eventually shrink the size of the herds from 88,000 to the 27,000 he says the range can sustain ecologically. Pendley says the agency adopted out more than 7,000 mustangs and burros captured last year, the most in 15 years. He says that helps clear out space in government holding pens so they can accelerate roundups while scientists develop new fertility control drugs. He says a new coalition of animal welfare advocates and ranchers is helping promote new solutions, and Congress appears willing to help. Montana filed its final arguments late last week in the complex and controversial lawsuit over the fate of Yellowstone area grizzly bears. Nick Mott reports.
The Department of the Interior removed Endangered Species Act protections for the roughly 700 bears estimated to live in the area in the summer of 2017. Tribes and conservation groups promptly filed suit, and a federal judge in Missoula restored protections for the Bruins last fall. The federal government and states of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho appealed to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court in San Francisco. That's where the case sits, fueling frustrations for wildlife managers and conservationists alike over the future of the Endangered Species Act.
The ESA isn't supposed to be a permanent parking lot.
That's Bill Shank, an attorney for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. In the brief filed Friday, Montana argued to remove ESA protections for the bear. Shank says the state has sovereign interests in managing its own wildlife populations and in a grizzly hunt, which is currently blocked.
Hunting being a part of, as a rule, is a part of wildlife management in Montana, as it is for elk, deer, and many other species.
In its initial appeal in May, the federal government conceded it got part of the delisting rule wrong. They said revisions to that rule are already underway. So the appeal is contesting smaller points related to connected bear populations and the science that gets used to understand them. The state and federal governments hope a Ninth Circuit decision will guide how to effectively delist animals in the future.
The more questions we get answered, the better.
But Tim Presso, attorney at Earth Justice, says the lower court's decision was correct and shows the current recovery strategy is too weak and turns grizzly populations into little more than museum pieces.
What they ought to be doing at this point is reassessing whether this framework is the right one.
In particular, he says grizzly populations ought to connect across the landscape before delisting, not after. The Ninth Circuit could take another year or more to make a decision. Meanwhile, turmoil over the ESA continues to boil. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt visited Montana earlier this month to hear rancher concerns over growing grizzly populations. Last month, U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte introduced federal legislation that would make it easier to remove protections for species as part of a broader suite of bills aimed at weakening the ESA. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria has earned condemnation from Montana's entire congressional delegation. Democratic Senator John Tester told Lee newspapers earlier this month the order to pull troops from Syria's northern border threatens regional and global stability. Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte and Republican Senator Steve Daines, two normally reliable Trump stalwarts, also have their doubts. Daines expressed his concerns during today's Senate Appropriations Committee, where he said the risks of withdrawal outweigh the benefits.
The reduction of American presence in Syria has resulted in the increased influence of Russia and Iran and set the stage for a potential resurgence of ISIS. I think the withdrawal was detrimental to our national security.
Trump has defended his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria, saying they're capable of defending themselves from Turkish forces. Trump Wednesday lifted sanctions on Turkey after the country agreed to what Trump says is a permanent ceasefire in Syria. Montana wildlife officials say a Sanders County woman accidentally shot her 10-year-old daughter in the leg while grouse hunting. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Outdoor Skills and Safety Supervisor Wade Cooprider told the Missoulian the woman was unloading her .22 Magnum on October 11th when the firearm discharged around through the vehicle door, hitting her daughter. Sanders County officials did not respond to Missoulian requests for information on the girl's condition and the investigation. Montana's general rifle season for deer and elk starts on October 26th. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it's awarding four tribal governments in Montana a collective $2.9 million to improve public safety efforts. Olivia Reingold reports.
The Northern Cheyenne, the Fort Peck, the Rocky Boys, and the Flathead tribal governments are all getting between $250,000 and $1.7 million in federal grants to build out justice systems and help crime victims. The largest slice is going to the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes in northeast Montana. Rita Weeks, an administrator at the tribal court, helped write the four grants the Fort Peck tribes won. She says the tribes want to use the grant money to develop treatment programs on the reservation.
Right now, there's not too many alternatives to putting a person in jail.
There's one treatment center on the reservation, the Spotted Bull Recovery Center in Poplar.
We wait in line for a bed for treatment for people.
Weeks says the grants could go towards creating community-based alternatives to inpatient addiction treatment. One of the grants, a more than $700,000 check from the Bureau of Justice Assistance, will go towards an all-new office for prosecutors, public defenders, and probation officers, according to Weeks.
That was the one I'm so happy we got.
She says the plan is to build a three-sided building with a modern design and 17 offices. The Assiniboine and Sioux are one of 149 tribal governments that received grants through an annual tribal assistance program at the U.S. Department of Justice. Last year, the tribes were awarded about a fifth of what they got this year, about $320,000. Weeks says the tribes are finishing up some paperwork but plan to get started right away. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member.